traveling around in Iceland was a life-changing thing, as I think some of you might have figured out. But there were some parts of it that have left me kind of disturbed. You're listening to Warrior's Way Podcast, episode 159, and I'm James Eek, and we're going to walk and talk. So, when I traveled around Iceland, if you don't know, I went around the whole thing, actually, from the awesome city of Reykjavik all the way around and then back again, which was incredible in so many ways. But it made me basically be away from people for so long that when I got back to the more southern part of Iceland and where all the actual tourist spots are, I was kind of in shock. It was in a lot of ways like going to Disneyland in some places. Now, that's all well and good. I mean, everybody deserves to see cool things, and I would encourage you to, you know, go to places. In fact, that's kind of what this podcast episode is about, is getting off of your butts and stop doing what's comfortable and do some things that are a little out of the ordinary, maybe. And just like anything, things that are out of the ordinary sometimes make all the difference in the world. However, what I would caution you about is making the mistake of doing things like you're a tourist instead of someone who is really trying to taste the meal, if you know what I mean. Imagine you're sitting down and imagine somebody makes you a meal and you sit down and you just basically inhale and the food's gone. And then the person is sitting there kind of in shock watching you having just inhaled the entire meal. Or you can sit there and you can, you know, take your time and taste it and let them know what it's like and enjoy it. And I think that most of us would understand that difference. Now, when it comes to, well, I'll just say call it traveling, there is a massive difference between someone who goes somewhere and experiences things and does it in a way that you're trying to immerse yourself and experience things and learn about the culture. And when you do things in that way, it changes you in ways that you might not even understand. Now, you can take the Disneyland approach, for lack of better words, and you can, you know, go places and just be very superficial and take your selfie and head home and then share that on your social media and people will be, you know, giving you the thumbs up or whatever they do on social media these days. But did you actually experience anything? When I was in Iceland, I was actually in shock at some of these more touristy spots in the south of Iceland, at the complete disregard that some people had for what, for lack of better words, were sacred places. One thing that I can mention without losing my marbles, because it's upsetting, is I was at this, I won't name it, but I was at this beach that has these basalt columns. And there were all these tourists climbing on these things to get their photos. Now, if you can imagine, basalt columns, if you don't know, they kind of stand like pillars. So it was not much of a surprise to see that these columns were coming, I don't know if coming loose is the right word, but they were definitely sagging out because of all these people climbing on top of them. And eventually they are going to fall over, and guess what? There's not going to be those columns for people to climb up on top of, for better or worse. I also experienced women, there were no guys doing it for obvious reasons, but women who were going to places like this cliff that I drove up to the top of, because it was an amazing view, and they were climbing over the fence that is telling you do not go close to the edge of this massive cliff that is a drop to death, taking off most of their clothes so they can have a selfie taken in a bikini at the edge of a cliff without the fence there to protect them. It boggles the mind. Now, you might be wondering, you know, what does this have to do with training? It has actually everything to do with how you train. You can train in a way that nothing matters, that you're just going through the motions. Or you can train in a way that you experience the magic and it changes you. You could think of it in this these terms. Imagine that you're someone who is interested in magic. And you have a choice. You can learn some card tricks, or maybe, you know, how to make a coin appear behind somebody's ear. Or you can dedicate yourself to a path that most people would not even imagine exists. You can become an actual wizard, or a witch if you'd prefer. Both options are open to you. You can do something that is uncommon and life-changing, or you can learn a few tricks. Or, like I said, you can wolf down a meal and not taste a thing, or you can savor it. You can draw stick people, or you can learn to paint. And not just learn to paint, but feel the colors. Be dazzled by the colors. Or just draw stick people. Training is the exact same thing. Most people, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it's just like, you know, going on a trip. Most people are tourists. It's just the simple truth, because it's the easy thing to do. It's also group mentality. Instead of doing something that is pushing your boundaries and something that is uncommon, people want to do what is the easiest thing. So they'll go on a tour bus, which is totally fine. Go on tour buses if you want. That's totally fine. But don't be a tourist. Don't climb those basalt pillars. Don't jump the fence to, you know, disrobe so you can get a selfie. And completely miss everything that is going on around you. Now, yeah, sure, some of you might say, well, there's no reason why those people are not getting an experience. Totally fair, totally right. But, you know, imagine that you are going to the gym and your whole purpose of going to the gym is to get as fit and strong as you can, but you decide you don't want to feel sore, you don't want to sweat, you don't want to lift anything that's heavy, so you just stand looking at yourself in the mirror and lift 2-pound dumbbells. You're not actually doing anything. You might as well just stay home. And that's the reality of training. And most people don't understand the difference in that until they really start to dig into it. You know, it's similar to somebody who dedicates themselves to the path of Zen or Vajrayana or any other similar path, compared to somebody who, you know, is just going to use their Apple Watch to breathe for a few seconds. The two are not the same at all. And yes, you're totally right. If you're thinking to yourself, well, someone can get something out of that. Yep, sure. If you want. But you could also just not even bother. Because the benefits that you could get from going deeper, they outweigh anything else. When I went to Iceland, it was a life-changing experience for me in so many ways that I never would have expected. It puts you, for me, it put me in touch with all of those ancestors before me in a way that I can't even really put into words. It gave me a view of what this world actually can be like. What life can actually be like, in a way that when I came back home, I see things a whole lot differently. When I'm at work, I realize this is just a job. That life I had in Iceland was what life is actually about. It's about seeing beauty around you. It's about enjoying every moment. It's not about, you know, all these other things. Now, don't get me wrong, you do still need jobs. You still need to go to school. You still need to take care of yourself and all these other things. You can't just run away and live somewhere and isolate yourself from reality. That's not going to help your life. You still have to live in this world. But we get ourselves so transfixed by the lies that we buy into in this life and that we are fed. Without going too much into that, I'm sure that some of you can dig into what that means. But when it comes to your training, try to, I'm not going to say be like me, by all means, do not be like me. Be like you. But when you have that option to truly explore, to truly have an adventure, to truly experience something, always take that over something superficial. Always do that over getting the best selfie. Always do that over just adding to all the negative things that life can throw our way. What I'd recommend is that if you really want to experience what this life is about and what training can be about and what the purpose of that training actually is about living a more enriching life, get yourself a passport. Get yourself a plane ticket. Go somewhere that you're not necessarily going to be doing the normal, boring thing of sitting on a beach and drinking margaritas. Do something that is life-affirming, that is outside the ordinary, that will have a lasting impact on you in ways you could never imagine. And if you think about it, and if you do love your training, that's probably what training means to you. If you're listening to this podcast, it's probably because of something like that. It makes you want more. Makes you want something deeper. It makes you want to see what else there is that you can do to get even more in this amazing, amazing adventure that you're on. And that's what travel and adventure can bring in your life. Now, there's nothing wrong with, you know, going to a beach and hanging out and doing nothing all day, I'm sure. But imagine if you went somewhere and it left you thinking about it all the time and examining your life and wanting to learn more about who you are, what you are, where you've come from. Imagine if something as simple as taking a trip changed your life and changed the way that you train. Something to think about. That's what Iceland meant to me. And I hope that you have that kind of experience yourself. Like I've said before, this life has bookends on either end. What you do in the middle, that's up to you. I hope that you get as much as you can out of this trip that you're on. And I hope that you have similar experiences. And to be honest, I hope that you experience the magic that is Iceland. Until next time, I'm James Eek. Train hard, have fun, and be an awesome friend. Give this podcast about 1,000,000 gold stars. Let your friends know. Check out the website, warriorsway.ca. And until next time, take care of yourself.